It's an honor to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Thank God for all of His bountiful blessings, for His goodness. It has been a lot going on this week with our families. And I know that some was coming in, I was saying, but if I haven't been able to say, I'm a grandpa now. Amen. I got pictures. Amen. Already. And I appreciate Preacher Will and Sister Elizabeth and Willa Rose, and I thank God for the good blessings of the Lord and everything that I had been told down through the years about being a grandparent, how wonderful that it is and joyful. I've already found that out to be so, and but I just thank God. I thank God for the family. I thank God for this church and y'all being so good to them and loving on them and standing by them. And you know, we've been together a long time, but I do know this, that if preacher didn't have confidence in us, I wouldn't be standing behind this sacred desk this morning. And I thank you for that, that honor, that blessing that we can gather. I appreciate the word we've already heard and the songs. God has been good to us. He's blessed us and helped us. And I just thank God for you. And I live out in the country from Whiteville, as preacher said, out in the farmland. And we ask your prayers. We've got many sick, many lost, and that's true all around. But I tell you, I'm glad we've got the gospel to take to a lost and a dying world. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. There's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also unto the Greek. And all, I just thank God for our Savior and our Lord and all that God. If there might be one today that doesn't have peace with God in your soul, Jesus is Lord of your life. We pray that today will be that glad hour that you give your life unto God. Greatest thing ever happened in all the world is when somebody gets saved and gets their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Amen. Thank God. I ask your prayers this morning as we gather around the Word of God. And if you have your Bible, I ask you to turn with us in the Word of God. We're in one mind and accord of what the teacher has said and what the pastor has said and some of their comments and things. Already today, I said we're in one mind and one accord, preacher. We'd like to take our Bibles and go to Luke chapter number 15. Luke chapter number 15, you have the Word of God. We'd like to read a very familiar place, often read about. We know this as the message or the lesson, but we want to look an angle, a view of this. We know this as the scripture about the prodigal son, about the son that went away. But I want us to look this morning with the help of God, and I pray that the Lord will strengthen us. Luke chapter 15, I like to begin in verse 11. So many things on our heart, but I know that we've come together around the Word of God. Luke chapter number 15, let's go down to verse number 11. Luke 15 and beginning in verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, notice this, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I'll say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him and said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. All of us, since we were little in Sunday school, we've heard this scripture in Luke 15 about the one we call the prodigal son and how that he came back and all these things that happened in this chapter. There's so many things right here in this chapter in the Word of God. And I pray and I ask your prayers this morning that we might see that would help us in our life, would help us in our Christian life, would help somebody if they're not saved to know how much that God loves us and how that God wants us to be saved and to have the peace of God. And if we went the way of the prodigal, thank God, we can come home and we can get that peace back within our soul. But I want us, with God's help, ask you to follow along with us this morning in the Word of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for the reading of the Holy Bible. And God, I pray now the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Thank you for every answered prayer. And God, thank you for all that you've done for all of us this week. We can never, ever thank you enough for all of your blessings. And I pray today, God, that you'd help us as we gather now around the Word of God. And whatever's accomplished, we'll bow and give you the glory. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this day that we can come together and sing the songs of Zion and hear and gather around the Word of God that our inner man would be strengthened. Thank you, Father, for every blessing. Lord, we thank you, God, and we ask, God, that you would have your hand, God, upon Preacher Will and Sister Elizabeth and Little Willow Rose and, God, this church and this community. Lord, we thank you for these people
Lord, they're so kind and loving. And God, we pray that you would ever bless them, God. I just thank you, God, this morning. We know where our blessings come from, God. It comes from you. And we thank you, God, and we love you. In Jesus' name, we do humbly beg. Amen and amen. Thank God this morning for the reading of the word of the Lord. When we've heard this since we were little children. We've heard this since we were in Sunday school, this particular passage right here in the Word of God. There's a lot of messages right here. There's a lot of lessons right here in this passage that we have read. And many down through time, and this morning is nothing new, but for us just to be reminded of some things that I pray will help us in our life. When we read these verses that we have read, we see there is a message and a lesson here about the prodigal and what happened in his life. How that he went from his father's house and got into righteous living, and finally he comes to himself. And then there's the person right here in the scripture, and there is the father. And thank God we see that the father had love for his family, and he had love for the prodigal, and he went and he run and he greeted him whenever the prodigal came home. And then here in the scripture, there is the citizen of the far country who had become a resident and a citizen in the far country. There is the elder brother who stayed at home working and all that happened to him. But this morning, with God being our helper, and I pray that God will help me, that I would love for us to look at the servants in this passage. We see the prodigal, we see the father, we see the citizen of the far country. We see the elder brother, and this morning, with God being our helper, I want us to look at the servants in this passage here in the Word of God. And that's my prayer this morning, that God would help me to be a servant for Him. God's been good to us. He's the Heavenly Father. And I pray that God would help us and that we could see some things this morning in the life of the servants here that will help us in our life and challenge us in these last and perilous days that we've heard taught about this morning already, that we'll be the servants that God would have for us to be. A servant's heart. You say, well, why should I have a servant's heart? Why should that be my spirit? Well, hold your place right here in the Bible and go with me to Philippians chapter number 2. Why should we? Because Jesus had a servant's heart and he came as a servant. And we're going to go back with God as our helper and look at these servants in Luke 15. But let's see about our Savior, about Jesus in Philippians chapter 2 and go down to verse number 5. Philippians 2 and beginning in verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. So Jesus set the example for us, brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus set the example for us that he was a servant. He carried forth as a servant, and he gives to us the example. And I want us to look this morning, if you'll go back to Luke 15, and with God as our helper, I want to notice some things about these servants that we find in Luke chapter 15. Oh Lord, make me to be a better servant and a humble servant, God, for you. Go to verse number 17. It says in Luke 15, verse 17, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. He, as the prodigal began to come back to himself, Preacher Will, he said, about my father's servants back there at the house. He said, I know that the hired servants in my father's house have bread enough and to spare. First of all, this morning, I'm so thankful, hallelujah, that the servants have a good portion of bread for their soul. He said they don't not eating no meager fare, and they don't have to pinch just a little bit of it here and there. He said, I know that my father's servants back at the house, they have bread enough and to spare. The psalmist said, I once was young, but now I'm old, and I've never saw the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. I tell you, I've had some good bread from heaven already here this morning as we've sung the songs of Zion, as we've read out the pages of God's Word, as we fellowship together as brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm glad as a servant of God, we got food from the ovens of heaven to feed our soul. This morning, I tell you, you probably had a lot going on in your life, and I know we all sure did last week. Aren't you glad that God can feed your soul and help you? I'm glad I'm a servant because I've got some bread from heaven that I can eat on and will feed my soul. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. In this we know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord and are the called according unto his purpose. I'll lift mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I'm talking about some good bread from heaven this morning. Amen. Hey, God is our refuge and strength. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. The servants of God have got food for their soul. We've got the Word of God. Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. The Word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even and divided asunder of soul and spirit and joint and marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man's heart. Ever since we were little children, we were taught that verse, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. Thank God that we can be the servants of God because we got food from heaven that we can eat. I never will forget, and I don't know if y'all have heard of the evangelist, preacher Billy Fields anywhere around. He's from up in Indiana, Ohio, up in there. And he's a songwriter also. And I thought about a song that he wrote some years ago. He and I were in a revival together. And he was preaching at night, and I was preaching through the small morning service, and he sang that morning. Preacher Will, there were just maybe 12 or 15, 10 of us that had gathered that morning in that service, and he had just wrote the song based on the 23rd Psalm.
And we were in that little room having that service, and he had not recorded it or anything. And he just got his guitar out, and he began to strum the song about the shepherd based on Psalm 23. And he sung through the first verse, and we were having a good time in the Lord. A few of us that had gathered for that morning service, and then he went to the second verse. And I told him afterwards, I said, "My goodness, when that thing come into your heart, I don't see how you didn't kick the walls down in your house hardly." But this is how we see it in that song, Psalm 23, verse 5. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." And talking about the servants, we got bread from heaven to eat. And this is how he put it in song. He said, "My Lord often prepares for me a table, and all the devil can do is just watch me eat." Woo! He said, "My Lord, oh, thou preparest for me a table in the presence of mine enemies." Psalm 23, verse 5. And he put it in that song as he went in the second verse. He said, "My Lord often prepares for me a table, and all the devil can do is watch me eat." I'm glad this morning that we got food from heaven for the servants, and the devil can't come but so far. Amen. John 10:10, "The thief has come but for to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." The food from heaven that feeds our soul, and that will help us along the journey. In verse number 16, verse 17, we see that the servants has got food and they got plenty of it. But notice on down a little further here in the scripture that, thank God, I want to be a servant for the Lord. Not only does the servants have bread enough to spare. Of course, the prodigal son, he comes home and the fathers are looking for him and he runs to him. Notice verse number 22, what the father, once again we see the servants. Verse number 22. "And the father said to his servants," after he's kissed the prodigal who's come home and loved on him, "but the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him." Now this is the boy that's just out of the pig pen. Come down the road and his father fell on him and loved him and kissed him. And the father said to the servants, "Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hands and on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry." I'm glad I can be a servant for God. The servants have got bread from heaven, and the servants has got work to do. He said, "You servants, come over here, servants. Would you come? Come, servants. Here's my boy that's come home, and I got some work for you to do. I got something I want you to do. What is it that he wants us to do?" And he said, "He wants you to put, servants, I want you to put the best robe on him, and I want you to put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and I want you to bring hither the fatty calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry." Hey, he said, "I got some work for you to do." You know, there's work for us to do. I like the rejoicing, and I like the him falling on and showing him compassion and all of that. But the servants also has got work to do. There is a work. Hey, time is running out, and whatever we're going to do for God, we must be busy doing it. Amen. We must be busy about the Father's business if we ever are going to have revival, and if we're ever going to grow closer to God, and if we're ever going to work for God. Now is the time for us to be putting the ring on his finger and the shoes on his feet. Somebody said, well, I don't know. I don't know. Is that boy just out of that pig pen? I don't know how, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll let somebody else do that. No, that's for all the servants to do. Amen. God's got a work for all of us to do, and time is running out for us to do it. I don't know the day nor the hour when the Lord's going to come back. As a matter of fact, if I was to right now say the Lord's going to come back on a certain day, Preacher Will would come over here and he'd say, Preacher, you've got a little confused, and I'll just sit down and I'll finish this, because I don't know, and nobody else don't know the day nor the hour when he's going to come back. But I do know this. He is a coming. And I do know this. We're closer than we have ever been before. And we cannot get distracted, and we cannot get deterred, and we cannot get discouraged in our work for God. There is a work for all of us, from the littlest ones to the oldest of us here today. There is a work for all of us to do. I'll work till Jesus comes. We sing in that song. I'll work till Jesus comes. Not to be saved, but because I am saved. Amen. For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. But it does go on to say that we have been created unto God as workmen, and a workmanship, and to serve God and to let our life count for God. I tell you, somebody might say, well, I've been trying to work for God and it seemed like I don't see any result, and I just seem like nothing happening. I can't even see my own family get saved, and can't see my neighbors get saved. And hey, do not be weary in well-doing. Listen to a country preacher that comes out of the middle of the country to have the privilege to come by this way this morning. Do not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we'll reap if we faint not. Keep on keeping on, and keep on working for the Lord. Keep the love of God in our soul. I tell you what, I'm just glad to be a part of the family of God, and that I can work for the Lord and serve Him. I'm just thankful His hand reached further down that I could reach up. And He saved our soul, called us into the family of God, and allows us to serve Him. Why are we all right here? I can't pass this by. Well, I want to read. This has become some of my favorite verses in the Bible. I want to read it to you out of Titus chapter 3, Titus chapter number 3, and beginning in verse 3. Let me, Titus chapter 3, verse 3. Listen to what it says. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. If we are saved, we got something to thank God for, that we have the honor of being a servant for God. And if you're not saved, I pray that today will be that day that you'll give your heart and give your life to God. Lord, help me to be your servant. In verse 17, the servants have got plenty of bread from heaven. In verse 22 and in verse number 23, the servants have got a job to do. Do not be weary. Keep on keeping on for God. And then if you'll go down to verse number 25, the elder son
is in the field. And he came and drew nigh to the house, and he heard music and dancing. He didn't know what was going on in the house. He hears this music and dancing, and you know who he calls to ask? The servant. He knew them servants would know what was going on at the father's house. And he called one of the servants and asked what they think. What? He calls the servant and he said, hey, what's going on in the father's house? What's going on in daddy's house? He called one of the servants and he asked what these things meant. And the servant knew exactly what was going on at daddy's house, at the father's house. He said, thy brother is come, thy father hath killed the fatted calf because he hath received him safe and sound, and he was angry. I want to be a humble servant for God. They got plenty of bread from heaven. We get to work for God, and we get to serve. And third, we see of these servants here, they knew what was going on at the Father's house. You know, and just as humbly as I can be this morning, you know, there's a lot of folks in this world, they know what's going on with sports. They know what's going on at the shopping mall. They know what's going on in the entertainment world. But they have no idea about what's going on at the Father's house. I didn't know preacher was going to say that about the care of the church and the love of the church, and I appreciate. But you know what? For us to show love to somebody, we got to know what's going on. We got to care enough about one another to know about one another. The elder brother didn't have any idea what's that music and dancing? What in the world's going on at the father's house? Hey, one of you servants, would you come over here? I want to ask you something. I want to ask you, what's going on at daddy's house? He didn't hem-haw about it. He didn't have to ask somebody else. He said, I'll tell you exactly what's going on at daddy's house. The brothers come home and we're having a celebration, and we're having a good time, and there's music, and there's dancing, and there's rejoicing. That's what's going on. I'm glad, thank God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. I'm glad this morning, thank God, that I have an interest as a servant to what all's going on at the Father's house. You know, when things is going on in life, sometimes if you're not careful, you can lose just a little bit of your compassion. When things is going on in life. But you know, I'm used to visiting the hospital, not being in the hospital like we've been the last few days. And it's a different perspective on it. Preacher, when I go back home, I'll have a renewed compassion. People are hurting all around. My brothers, my sisters in Christ. Hey, and we can know about everything else in the world that's going on. But it's one thing when I tell you that I love you, and it's something else when it's more than just words. And this servant knew what was going on. And he told the elder brother what was going on at the father's house. I'm glad we have an interest and we have a desire. We have a desire in our soul to care for one another and to love one another and to show the love of God as God's servants in this world that we're living in. Lord, help me just to be your servant. Jesus, you set the example yourself of being a servant. And every one of us in this sanctuary, I pray that God will ever use us, that we'll be the servants
that God would have for us to be. You might say, I'm trying to serve God. That's my heart's desire. Aren't you glad this morning we've been able to get some bread from heaven to help us go out into this world we're living? This morning that we've been able to gather around God's Word and say, hey, you're seeking to serve God and live for Him. Don't be weary. Don't lose hope. Keep our eyes on God. God will make a way. And in a world where some don't have a whole lot of interest in what's going on at the house of God and amongst the people of God, I'm glad this morning that God's give us a love for one another, that we can show that love and kindness. Somebody's in trouble today. Somebody needs help. Somebody needs the gospel witness. Somebody needs a hand to say, hey, God's not going to fail us. God's not going to let us down. As we bow our heads this morning, as we bow our heads in the presence of the Lord, thank you, Jesus. I don't know anybody's heart but my own, but I say today, as God's servant, I pray that we can take a hold of God's Word. God, help us to be the servants that He would have for us to be. While our heads are bowed and while we all stand this morning, and I'm going to turn back to the pastor. I love you. I pray God to help us this morning. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord.